from the Mildura Settlers Cricket Club. Very good morning to Mark Cleary. G'day, Mark. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm excellent, Matt, man. How's yourself?
Great to catch up with you. Thank you for joining us here this morning. Very curious about this attempt to break the world record for the highest cricket catch. This is going to be absolutely huge. It's happening during Willow Fest, which is from December 27 until 30. What can you tell us about this world record attempt? I believe it's the brainchild of Anthony Telfer. Is that right?
Yeah, he's the man that's dogged me in to do it. He's been saying it to me for about 12 months, to be honest, but I can't be that hard. We've cranked up the jugs ball machines and shot them as high as we can and caught them, and even though it hurts a bit, I thought, I'll have a go. And he said the record was 60-odd metres, and I said, that's not very far. Catch them in the Willow Fest whack at 80 or 90 metres. But I had a practice the other day, and when they're coming down straight from a drone, they're coming down a lot faster than what they are when they get hit there, that's for sure.
You know, we're talking about 135 kilometres an hour around that sort of speed, is that right?
Yeah, from about 60 metres, about 135 k's an hour. But I guess the hardest thing is, also I said I'd catch it without gloves on, which is a bit stupid. But it actually moves around a lot more when it's getting dropped vertically and catches the seam and swings. And if there's any gust of wind, it ends up being 15 metres away from you by the time it hits the ground, which is a bit hard.
The current record, I believe, stands at 62 metres. It's 203 feet, 4.9 inches. That was achieved by Englishman Kristen Baumgartner in Windsor in UK last year. The previous record was set by former England captain Nasser Hussain. So you need to go 63 metres and you're dropping it from a drone, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So the drone's got a ball attached to it and it drops out from there. And yeah, the only thing is they both wore wicket-keeping gloves when taking the catch. So when I originally heard it was only 60 minutes, I said, shouldn't be too hard. And I said I'd use no gloves. So hopefully I don't break a couple of digits.
Especially at 135 kilometres per hour, that's absolutely amazing. So you've been doing a bit of training, have you, or what?
Oh, I've got a couple of guys and mates hit a couple of balls straight up if they could, without using the drone, because we have to practice without a couple of days before the 28th. But they're probably only hitting 40 to 50 metres straight up in the air. I think Etihad Stadium's only about 40 metres, 45 metres high or something like that. So just to put in a bit of perspective of how high it goes. Yeah, not as easy as I thought. They come down, because you don't have the trajectory of them like you are when you're catching the ball on the outfield. They come down directly straight, and it's just a little dot in the sky, and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger until it is on you. And that last 10, 15 metres, it just really catches up on you.
I don't know about you, mate, but I'd be ducking for cover. So when's this happening?
28th of December after the Willow Fest whack. So might have to go and catch a couple of the balls in the Willow Fest whack for the guys to warm the old hands up, I think.
All right, so the 28th of December after the Willow Fest whack. And whereabouts is that happening?
Mildura High School.
Mildura High School. Yep. Looking forward to seeing it. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Mate, all I can say is best of luck to you.
Thanks, mate, and get an ambulance on standby, I reckon.
Great to catch up with you, mate.
Good on you, Matt, man.